SBS Radio.
Maisie Austin, welcome to NITV Radio.
Thank you.
You are the Chief Executive Officer of the Northern Territory Stolen Generation Aboriginal Corporation, and this coming Thursday, you're commemorating an anniversary, the 25th anniversary of the Going Home Conference. Tell us about the event.
We started this Going Home Conference in 1994.
Yeah.
It was the first national conference to focus on issues such as access to archival records, compensation, rights to land and access to land under the Aboriginal Land Rights Act, NT,
yeah,
and other options for our displaced people, our stolen generations people, who were forcibly removed from their families under the laws at the time.
And 25 years on, because at the time there was talk of compensation, compensation bill exceeding $100 million, possibly. What happened? Was there any compensation? What happened in terms of compensation?
The conference was crucial at the time to the federal government's decision to undertake the now historic national inquiry into the separation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families.
Yeah.
And that resulted in the Bringing Them Home report. Now, the Bringing Them Home report had about 54 recommendations. Possibly 9 were even looked at and 5 probably implemented out of the 54. And this is going on, 20 years, 21 years now. Compensation has still not been paid to the Northern Territory Stolen Generations peoples. They are still advocating and fighting for that. They've met over the years the different governments, a number of senators and all different politicians seeking compensation and recognition, and 25 years on, they're still fighting.
And a lot of them have passed.
Unfortunately, yes, there were over 2,000 children removed from the Northern Territory,
yeah,
and there's probably less than 300 survivors. Many of them are aged in their 70s, in poor health, in aged care, and are slowly but surely passing away. We've had so much sorry business in the last couple of years with our stolen generations people just passing because of the illnesses and the traumas that they experience from their time away in the institutions.
Do you think the government is doing enough, or they're just waiting away to see this go away without doing anything to address the issue properly?
It's very disappointing because stolen generations peoples in other states have received compensation because they've been able to go through their state governments. Because the Northern Territory is not a state, and at the time we were under the South Australian government, and then we became under the federal government.
Yeah.
So the Northern Territory Stolen Generations peoples have to advocate to the federal government for compensation, which is different to the other states where they were able to negotiate with state governments. And the motto for our people, especially up here, is that, you know, the governments are waiting for us all to die,
yeah,
before they decide on whether they're going to give out compensation. And so many of them have passed away, and a number, yeah, of them are saying that they won't ever see compensation in their lifetime.
And we have to remind that when the conference happened, the stolen generations in the Northern Territory, their status gave them no land or compensation rights under the Mabo legislation or even the Land Rights Act of the Northern Territory.
Because the children were institutionalized, taken away from their country,
yeah,
they lost that the right to, yeah, claim land. And so they, you know, they were displaced, and they lost that legal status within their communities as well.
Yeah.
And so the conference, one of the other focuses was for future strategies and the process of healing for the stolen generations people and their descendants, you know, affected by these past removal policies. We're having a lot of problems with our young people now, and it's all intergenerational trauma that's been handed down from their grandparents or parents who were institutionalised and who had you know, horrific lives and suffered trauma themselves, and that trauma has been passed on to the children.
Yeah, and it's...
And so, you know, we're having a lot of problems at the moment with youth suffering intergenerational trauma.
And this also ties into the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody. Tell us how this ties into that inquiry as well.
Stolen Generations is concerned about, there's all of those different Royal Commissions that come into being,
yeah.
But what's happening to the young people and why they're being incarcerated is because of the trauma and the suffering that they have, that's been passed on to them through their parents or grandparents who came out of the institutions with nothing,
yeah.
And they were given nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they may have been given a housing commission or a state home, but no furniture. So these people had to find their own way when they came out of these institutions, not having any connection to their communities or their families or even their land. And so a lot of them remain poor today. They haven't been able to move into society how other people have.
Yeah.
And so they've suffered poverty and all sorts of things. And that, because of their lifestyle, has been passed on to the youth today. A lot of that has to come into being for the youth behaving the way they are today.
Yeah, that's a dispossession and discrimination. Now,
and identity.
And
it's
identity.
Not knowing who you are, you know, where they fit into society.
Yeah.
And because their families don't, a lot of their families don't know, then the youth don't know. And, you know, there's been that lack of education and all sorts of things that play into what's happening now.
Yeah. And now the day, this Thursday, what's happening on this 25th anniversary?
So we decided that it was a very significant anniversary because of what instigated it 25 years ago. So we're going to have a lunch for all our Stolen Generations peoples. And we're going to have, guest speakers speaking about what happened 25 years ago and what's happened or not happened in the last 25 years. And we'll also be having entertainment by Mary G. And, just some... Even though we're reflecting on the 25 years, we'd like it to be not such a sad occasion, but a happy occasion as well,
yeah.
But acknowledging all of the people that have gone before us, that have worked hard for the Stolen Generations peoples, and who have passed on, so we'll pay tribute to them as well.
Yeah, no, we really admire your resilience, your strength to keep the spirit and the fight going despite all the trauma you've gone through. Now, any takeaway message you'd like to give?
I think that the government... The federal government especially really, really needs to make a decision one way or the other for the Northern Territory Stolen Generations peoples. If they're not going to give compensation, they should say so. You know, these people are, as I said, in their 70s, 80s, 90s. They're dying. They're in poor health. They've been waiting all their lives to be recognised, to be, compensated for what they've missed out on in their lives. Okay, so they had the apology, they've got the National Sorry Day, but really what has it done? What has it meant to people? The apology at the time was great, but nothing's been done since. And it's just a shame that people are still being treated like they are.
Well, Maisie Austin, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today, and we wish you happy celebrations on Thursday.
Thank you, Bertrand, and thank you, NITV, for the interest in our anniversary.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.